Question is that, you know, I believe the creation story, you know, mentioned in Genesis, but did that also include that, that the solar system and everything else out there that we can't see or we don't know about was created at the same time?
You know, there's a few different theories on that, Jim. My theory is that when the Bible says God created the heavens and the earth, and when it says on the fourth day he made the sun, moon, and stars, I believe at that time God made the Milky Way galaxy and our solar system. You realize that there are literally billions of galaxies that have billions of stars in each galaxy.
Right.
And I think God is so big in the universe, so infinite, that he makes galaxies at a time. He doesn't just make planets. And I believe he created our whole galaxy, and our, he made the earth, and it says he made the sun and the moon and the stars. Sometimes the person will ask, well, hey, wait, Doug, how could God say, let there be light, and he doesn't make the sun until the fourth day? Well, that's not a problem. The Bible says God is light. When he came to this shapeless orb and he began creating and he set the world spinning, he was the light. The Bible says Jesus is the Son of Righteousness that arises with healing in his wings. The fourth day he made an inanimate, or I should say a lifeless sun, which is the one that's in the sky now, and the moon and the stars, the solar system, the planets that affect our galaxy. Now, that's my theory. I'm not dogmatic about that because some things we're going to have to ask the Lord when we get there. But I believe there were other stars and planets and worlds in existence before he made our world.
Oh, okay. Is there any scripture to back that up, or is that just a hunch?
Well, the book of Job.
Yeah, I feel that way, too.
Yeah, the book of Job tells us that when God made the world, the sons of God shouted for joy, and the morning stars sang together. Well, you know, if the stars are singing, you've got to be there when he makes the world.
Mm-hmm.